Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It's 6:23. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're about to talk about the Falcons defense against the Panthers offense. But guys, something pretty incredible has landed on the Georgia Tech campus. Did you happen to see this yesterday?
No.
They are the first college campus to get a Chick-fil-A vending machine.
Stop it.
Yeah. It only has refrigerated items. But it's a Chick-fil-A vending machine.
Only has refrigerated items?
Like the wraps.
Yeah. They got to be printing money.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, trying to think. Chick-fil-A probably is up there. But what other food place would I like to have a vending machine?
Right?
Oh, man. I can name off a bunch of them, especially refrigerated stuff.
And it's just a test right now. They've got one there, and then they've got another one at the Children's Hospital of Georgia in Augusta. But right now, it's only refrigerated stuff. Yes. And it is still closed on Sundays.
No way.
Yeah. That's
no
hard.
Way.
Because it's got to be fresh.
Yeah. Somebody's got to stock that thing, man.
Touché.
They, I don't want to give out like company secrets, but they might be closed on Sunday. But they do a lot. They have meetings on Sundays and stuff too, like store meetings and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I talked to somebody years ago that worked at a Chick-fil-A, and I was like.
I was going to say, was his name Hudson?
He's not managing a store. I can go ahead and tell you that. I taught him. He actually lives in my neighborhood. I talked to him the other day, and he's not managing a store now.
Yeah, no, I think that's interesting. Like, I the first thing that pops in my head, do y'all ever eat nukes? Nukes?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I would crush a nukes vending machine. They have that little grab and go on the side. Best salads. Oh, man.
If there was like a Mexican restaurant vending machine, like if I could just go get guac and chips.
What?
That'd be so good.
I mean?
Well, that's called
just rock out a quesadilla.
That's called a grocery store.
No,
no,
but it's so much better. Like Chipotle, you know, their guac is so good. If there's like a Chipotle vending machine, I could just grab that.
Yeah. I can understand that.
I said guac to go.
No, I see what you're saying, but I mean.
I understand that.
I'll bring you some Cancun's guac. How about that?
Having the Chick-fil-A vending machine is clutch, though, because their spicy chicken wrap, whatever. Mm. I forgot exactly what it's called. Oh, it's so good.
I actually got beef with Chick-fil-A right now.
Oh, no pun intended there. Right, yeah.
No,
Chick-fil-A can't have beef with you.
Well, Amy went by there yesterday to grab lunch, and I got something, and I got home, and I looked in the bag, and I said, hey, where are my fries at?
Oh, that's on you.
What?
And it's not on me. She was like, they're not in there? And I
Chick-fil-A
go, no.
Chick-fil-A never messes up orders.
Yeah, I know. I was disappointed. My heart broke.
Wait, how's that on him?
Because you got to check.
You got to check? I don't ever check at Chick-fil-A.
First off, I didn't go through the drive-thru, so it's not on me. So you just basically blamed Amy. I'll tell her you said that.
I think everybody needs to check. If you can't get home.
I'm not checking at Chick-fil-A.
But you can't get home and something's missing and you're like, oh, I'm upset. Because you got to check before you leave.
Oh, wait. Y'all just told me. Y'all judge me. I know we got to go. Y'all judged me the other day because I take a little bit of extra time to order. But you sit in the drive-thru and check?
Not in
after
anyone.
The window?
No, not the window. Like, you pull up a little bit.
Well, no.
You check.
Yeah, you pull
you're
up.
Not in anyone's way.
What? But. No, if you're going to check, you don't move because now you got to go all the way back around
at
Chick-fil-A.
Walk back in.
That's too long.
Yeah, I'll go back in. But it's normally right. So it's it's an anomaly if something's wrong.
Exactly. That's why we didn't check. I mean, Chick-fil-A's like 99 out of 100. So that was the 100th time, I guess.
So said he's got beef.
Let's move to some guys that do work on Sundays. Let's talk about the Falcons-Panthers game. It's the second time they are meeting up this season. Where are you guys seeing some matchups between our defense and the Panthers offense that has your eyebrows raised a little bit?
Well, first and foremost, I thought it was interesting, Bo and I watching the tape this morning, how much 12 personnel they utilize. I don't remember from the first matchup them using a huge amount of 12 personnel, and I know they've got some tight ends they believe in, but they really were trying to spread New Orleans out defensively and attack their spreads, basically try to create a four-man front. Even when New Orleans went to a five-man front, they still did that, which is exactly what San Francisco did to us just a few weeks back, and it worked really, really well. They attacked the C-gaps on us, off tackle, fold blocks by the tight ends and the tackles and everything else, and they tried to – basically, we said, you're not going to run in the B-gaps, and they didn't. They were like, hey, we're just going to run off tackle, create these double teams and drive. So I thought just structurally what they were trying to get accomplished is something they will definitely attempt against us as well.
I like the – they had a play built in there with – I don't know what down it was, but it was only like 3 or 4 yards to go, and they had Rico out wide, and he was the only guy to the right side. They bring him back into the backfield, which is something we've seen Bijan do a lot of. And they did a zone read, and because the edge crashed and basically pinned himself inside by crashing, yeah. Bryce Young kept it and ran for about 7 yards, walked right out of bounds. That worries me a little bit because we tend to get pinned inside on run plays and we kind of get over-aggressive. We tend to crash is what we do a lot of, Mike. James Pearson, Billy Bowman did it on that touchdown, that Jonathan Taylor, that 83-yarder.
Yeah, that's fair.
That worried me a little bit. The key to Carolina's offense is Rico Dowdle. That's what they want to go through him right now. It takes pressure off Bryce Young. It just kind of sets everything up. We didn't allow them to really go. In fact, Chuba Hubbard outran Rico Dowdle in week three when we played them. Their offensive numbers weren't much different against us than they were last week in a 17-7 loss against New Orleans. Bryce Young, in fact, was almost identical. He threw for 3 more yards and 1 more completion, I believe, against us, and he did. New Orleans last week, and they won 30-0.
Yeah, I was watching this tape, and you guys will understand this. I'm sitting there looking at it going, first of all, I can't believe we lost this game in week 3.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot believe. And they've done some good things. Don't get me wrong. Panthers, to me, are one of the more improved teams on the peripheral because they don't structurally do a lot, but they've gone out and won some games in a very unconventional fashion, just like the way they beat us so handily. But I also think that if we were sitting here at 4-5, The conversation around this team, this coaching staff, probably feels a little bit different. Probably not a ton, but you beat Carolina, and it's like, well, you've played some good teams recently. And you look at the Carolina-Miami, and you're like, dude, those were some bad losses, man. Some bad ones.
They were bad losses, Allie, no matter the score. But then you read the score, and you go, what the hell?
What the hell happened?
Like, it goes from bad to brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody – and Mike's 100% accurate. Throw those two games out. No one would have been upset if you lost in overtime to 8-2 Indy and by a missed extra point to – is it now 8-2 New England or 7-2 New England? No one would be upset. They would say, hey, you played two of the best teams in the AFC and in the NFL, and it came down to overtime and a missed extra point. You did –
And I had this conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday. He's a Falcons fan, and he was like, I think after this game this weekend, I want Raheem fired. And I was like, well, that means you wanted him fired a week ago. You know what I mean? Like, you don't play the number one seed into overtime and think, yep, that's not the guy.
What
I mean? Let's just be real here. Yeah. You wanted him fired a week ago, if not 2 weeks ago, if that's exactly how you feel coming off the game this weekend. And I'm not here to tell you whether or not you should feel that way about Raheem. That's a conversation that maybe we can get into throughout the show. But I just think that is funny that it's just really, it's not the New England game and it's not the Indy game. It's the Miami game and the Carolina game. And they've got to go out and absolutely deal with business this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
But we saw the Saints send some pressure packages against Bryce Young that he looked baffled by, and just kind of I'm not saying he was necessarily confused, but he hesitated, didn't get out of the pocket, and then it came crashing down. Is it wrong of me to think that if I know they're going to want to go establish the run game, but the first chance I get to hit him in the mouth, I want to hit him in the mouth where he thinks about it the rest of the game. I'm not saying go hurt him. Don't get me. That's not what I'm saying. But the point is to rattle him a little bit, because the last two times you've played him, he's been allowed to get comfortable. And again, I don't think he played great in week three, but early in the game he played comfortable enough to do some stuff. And then the short field opportunities came along, and really he didn't have to do too much. But I don't want him being comfortable. I don't need to see him acting like he's better than he is and thinking he's better than he is. I want to hit him in the mouth immediately.
That's the end of the season last year talking to you, I think. I mean, that's the
it definitely is. No, it definitely yeah. is. It
because
definitely
I don't
is.
Think that I don't like I didn't look at him just to, you know, in week three and think, oh, Bryce Young tore us up. You know, you're like, eh.
But no, but he looked comfortable early in the game when they made some stuff happen, and as the game went on, I felt we it came back a little bit.
Yeah, and the interesting part of it is, and I think this is what Panthers fans struggle with so much with Bryce Young. We talk about Michael Penix, and we're like, what, 10 or 11 starts into this, and people are, hey, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? They're still having that conversation about Bryce in Carolina, and you're on, you know, year three of Bryce, and you're also on year two of Dave Canales, who is his offensive coordinator and his offensive play caller, who – as we all know, turned around Baker Mayfield in Tampa and did a lot of good things. So the answers should be there for Bryce Young against zero blitzes, against guys bailing, against whatever else. Structurally, something's wrong with that offense when you see him get a couple of A-gap blitzers and he's getting hit in the mouth. It's like, y'all didn't have a better answer for that? Like, that was what that's what it came down to, where Leggett's running a 15-yard post? Like, I don't think that was the one. I don't think that's what y'all tried to go with. So, yeah, hopefully we can capitalize on some of that stuff. But again, this Carolina Panthers team's scrappy, dude. They are.
Jalen, we'll find out this afternoon about, you know, the health of the who's healthy, who's not. I mean, Jalen Walker, knock on wood, Dylan, seemingly is healthy right now.
Make that man get up right now. Could have held that one.
And
in.
He and you know, so with him and James Parrish are starting to kind of get some. They got a feel going now. Yeah, they're making plays 2 weeks in a row that one of them's had a strip sack and the others recovered it. So I'd like to think we can kind of continue this defensive pressure momentum that we have. And no, it hasn't led to wins, but doesn't mean it can't this week. I mean, you got 13 sacks in the last two games and four turnovers forces the defense. That should be, if your offense would have played any complimentary football, you'd be 2-0 the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to continue this conversation at 7 o'clock. I do want to remind you, we have a Which One Wednesday posted up on Twitter. If you could only have one, Which would you rather sign to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London? You can make your voice heard at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter, X, whichever you prefer. And we'll handle that question at 740 tomorrow. Join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta. They'll be getting ready for the Thursday night pro football game while enjoying Miller Lite specials. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Joe's Sports Bar on Jonesbridge Road in Alpharetta. Coming up, we're going to get into these college football playoff rankings, and we've got my Mac drop. A coach at Baylor has a brand new family member that she didn't ask for. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.